Hi, nephew. Oh, it's so good to see you. How was the drive? Not bad? Oh, good. I didn't know if you'd be stuck in shitty traffic since everybody's traveling for the long weekend, so I'm glad to hear it was all right. So, honey, tell me, how have things been going? It feels like I haven't seen you in forever. Yeah? School's going well? Your mom told me you're graduating soon. How cool. Oh, and with straight A's too? Nerd. I'm just kidding, honey. Auntie's totally proud of you and excited for you. What about outside of school? Do you have a fun friend group? Cute girlfriend? How's my nephew's social life? Uh-oh, I know that look. I'm sorry, honey. I wouldn't have asked if I'd known you had just broken up. Oh, well, okay. That's good if it didn't seem like it would work out. If you don't mind me asking, was there anything specific that you realized that made the two of you incompatible? Different interests and private stuff? What do you mean? Honey, don't worry. I'm cool. You can tell me. It's not like I'm gonna go running to your parents about my nephew's personal life. I just wanted to see if I can help. I see. Bedroom stuff. So what you're saying is just that the sex wasn't hot? Oh, the oral sex. Well, you're certainly very comfortable here already, aren't we? No, it's great. I'm so happy you feel like you can talk to me about this stuff. So, what was the issue? Yeah, I can see where that would be frustrating. Hearing your guy friends talk about the crazy things girls do when they give them head and not being able to relate. Well, not everyone's a porn star, I guess. Did she at least let you finish? That's the best part anyway, right? Honey, having you finish yourself into a tissue is not letting you finish. You might as well just be jerking off by yourself at that point. And she's the only experience you've had, right? Oh man, bummer. Well, honey, I think that's a downside to being such a good guy. I wouldn't change anything about you, but you're really sweet and nice. So you probably get with really sweet, nice girls who unfortunately won't go wild. You need to experience with a bad girl, somebody who completely blows your mind. You haven't graduated yet, you know? There's still time. You just have to find a slutty college girl and have her rock your world. Trust me, honey. I was one. You just need to be yourself. Get out there, find one, and ask her to take you home. You'll be glad you did. Well, okay, that was certainly an interesting welcome for the weekend conversation. But like I said, I'm glad you're comfortable here. Go ahead and bring your suitcase up to the guest room and then come back down when I have dinner ready. Hi, honey. I hope you're not coming in to ask about dessert. I totally forgot to buy anything before you came. Something else? Okay, what is it? Yes, I was telling the truth. Your auntie, let's say, got around quite a bit in college. But, I was always safe, though. Seriously? Wow, nephew, look at you taking my advice so quickly. Finding a slutty college girl and asking to take her home. Well, two things. I'm not in college anymore, and this is my home. But I guess you're close enough. Are you asking auntie to come with you and give you the experience you've been missing out on? I'll admit, I've been single for a little too long now. I have toys that work for me, but I haven't satisfied a man in a while, and there's just something so erotic about bringing a man to an orgasm. The power, the pleasure, the accomplishment. Okay, honey. You go to my room, and I'll get a towel and join you right away. Trust me, nephew. What I'm about to do to you, you're gonna want to be lying on a towel. Neither of us are virgins here, honey. So let's just jump right into it. Let's get naked right now, and I want to see this young cock I'll be working with, okay? Sorry, nephew, it's taking me a minute. This dress is rather tight on me. Okay, while I do this, lie down. I want to get to work as soon as I'm ready. Okay, there we go. All right. Ooh, look at you. Yeah, you ready, honey? Ready to forget about all those pathetic blowjobs you've gotten before? I'm about to change your life. Oh, did you like that? No one's ever done that before for you, huh? Well, guess what, honey? There was literally nothing, and we're only getting started. Yeah, honey, your cock feels so good in my throat. Fuck, honey. I think I can get your cock far enough down my throat that I can lick your balls, too. Let me try. Oh, I did it. I did it. Let me lick those balls, honey. And let me jerk those cock while I do it. Oh, God, nephew. This is what you've been deprived of. Is it as good as you hoped? Fuck, look at this spit already. Oh, good guys like you should be getting way more sloppy blowjobs like this, don't you think? Stand up for me, honey. Stand up for me. I'm gonna get on my knees in front of you, and I'm gonna suck that cock, okay? Oh, look at your balls drip, honey. I told you you'd want a towel. But this I can get myself. Yeah, play with my hair while I suck you. That's okay. I love that, honey. Your hands on my head with your cock in my mouth feels so nice. Oh, I want you to take control now and fuck your Ronnie's face. Can you do that? Honey, hold on now. Are you doing it that way because it feels good, or you're worried about hurting me? Oh, you're so sweet. Don't worry, honey. I'll stop if I need to, but Auntie can take it. I love getting fucked in the mouth. Would you fuck my pussy like that? I thought not. Then when I say fuck my face, I want you to fuck my mouth like you would fuck my pussy. Understand me? Good. Now... God, nephew. Now you're doing it. Honey, bad girls give great head, but they also love being used to. Oh. God, honey, your cock's huge. I'm gonna lie down and hang my head off the edge of the bed now, honey. Okay, and I want you to keep doing exactly what you're doing. Oh, fuck, yes, yes, yes. Stand right there. Hold my head just like that. Now go for it. Use Auntie's fucking throat. Oh god. Yes, 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 yes. Rub your cock and balls all over Auntie's face. You're really a natural at this, aren't you? I can tell you've thought about something like this for a long time. Get me nice and messy, honey. Ah, that's right. Lay down again. Auntie's gonna finish you. We're not gonna use any stupid shit like tissues. That's right. Bad girls suck the cum out for you. Oh, yes, honey. I can feel you tensing, okay? When you're ready to come, grab the back of my head and push it all the way down on you, okay? You're gonna come right down my throat. Okay, ready?
Come on, honey. Do it.
Oh, my God, honey. Oh, my fucking God. That was just what I needed. Oh, thank you for the protein, honey. That was so fucking intense. Did you enjoy it as much as I did? Oh, good. Good, good. Wow. My makeup is fucked. And you really got me dripping, honey. You see this face? That's what a bad girl's face looks like after a proper cock-sucking experience. Now go ahead and throw that towel in the laundry. By the way, we'll need it later. What do I mean? How about I surprise you? Oh, now let's get in the shower and clean up. Besides, you look like you can barely stand up on your own. Just grab onto my shoulder and I'll help you up. Oh, sweet nephew. Thank you for letting your auntie treat you right.